Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of The Scent of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winter, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And today we're going to be going through a film from the year 2000. It's a British film titled Snatch. And Anne, what did you think of this one?
It was really good. It was funny.
It's a great comedy,
yes,
isn't it?
And good music.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Would you just call it a comedy or black comedy? Or
It kind of reminds me, like in the old days, there used to be some, you know, there's a genre of English gangster movies that were quite funny, but this is like an updated version and funnier. Like the language will put some audiences off, I suppose, but it is very, very good.
Snatch is a 2000 British crime comedy film written and directed by Guy Ritchie, featuring an ensemble cast. I mean, some of the people that are starring, I mean, there's some pretty big names in it.
Yeah, and they're brilliant.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's set in the London underworld, a criminal underworld. The film contains two intertwined plots, one dealing with the search of a stolen diamond and the other with a small-time boxing promoter, who's played by Jason Statham, who finds himself under the thumb of a ruthless gangster played by Alan Ford, or otherwise known as Bricktop, and who is already and willing to have his subordinates carry out severe and sadistic acts of violence. And he's a crazy guy, isn't he?
Yeah, most of them are just kind of like, they're cons, they're silly, they're, you know, it's great, it's funny. But yeah, he's a nasty character, that one.
Mm, but he does a good job though, doesn't he?
Yep, he's dark and yeah, he's menacing.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the first one. This one's titled Across the Tracks by Macchio and the Max here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Snatch. That one is Cross the Tracks by Macchio and the Max here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Snatch. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winter, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
We're working our way through the soundtrack of Snatch. It's an awesome movie. It's really clever. I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's good.
And even like I even like the opening title sequence as well. So you got Benicio del Toro, he's dressed as a Jew amongst the other robbers, and they're just walking their way in. It's got this cool tune playing throughout it, which we play later on.
Yeah.
And
Benicio,
and then they
Benicio.
Carry out the robbery, and then also from there, then it goes on to all the other characters as well. And just the way they've edited it all together, how they introduce the characters, I think it's just great.
Yeah, and what I love about Benicio in this one, because I do like him in anything, he just loves, he seems to love this role so much too. It looks fun. You know, there's a lot of death and mayhem going on, but he carries it well.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, and he's not even in it for a long time. No. But he's a critical part of the story.
Yeah, and for me, I don't know if there's anyone else out there that thinks this, but Brad Pitt and Benicio del Toro look alike, just Benicio's darker. I actually prefer Benicio. I mean, Brad was great in this, but
oh, he was fantastic in this.
Yeah, he's really good.
The other thing I really enjoyed him in was Seven, where he played Detective Mills.
I wasn't mad about that one.
I thought he did a really good job. Yeah. He was suitable for that character because he was a character that kind of liked to take shortcuts and everything. But when I saw him in this, I was just blown away. I'm like, wow, this guy can actually do some good stuff.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
He's proven himself in this film, Snatch.
Yep. Oh, he's definitely a good actor.
And then he did some other things, Mr. and Mrs. Smith and whatnot. But this, I really thought this is probably one of his best ones, this one and Seven.
Yeah, Seven for me.
It's a very dark movie.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey was good.
Yes, he was. But, Brad is a good actor, and that's as far as it goes for me with him, but I really liked him in this. Yeah, I love Benicio, though, and they are very similar.
I could see what you mean when he was on screen.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go to the next one. This one's titled Hot Pants by Bobby Bird on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Snatch. I'm coming. Come, help me. Make your baby understand. Don't try love unless you take command. Love can be a two-sided thing. You never get more than you can rain. Hey, I'm coming. Coming, baby. Is titled Hot Pants by Bobby Bird here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Snatch. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're working our way through the awesome soundtrack of Snatch. It's a very good film. I thought it was quite different from anything else I'd seen up until then. But after I saw this film, then I went on to see Guy Ritchie's first other movie before this one, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. And it was a similar style movie.
Yep.
But this was the one that really sort of brought his work to my attention.
Mm. What did you think? How did this compare to that one?
This one. Yep. I prefer Snatch. But I can see how he's come about this way by doing his earlier version.
Right, yep.
It's a very similar story.
Yep.
This is just going by memory, and I haven't seen that one since probably the 2000.
Okay.
So it's been a while now.
It's almost two decades old then. Getting close.
Yeah, getting there, getting there. Not quite yet. But Snatch features an assortment of characters, including an Irish traveller, Mickey O'Neill, that's played by Brad Pitt, as we mentioned earlier, and referred to as a pikey, arms dealer Boris the Blade, it's played by Raid, and I can't pronounce his last name, a professional thief and gambling addict, Frankie Fongfingers, as you mentioned earlier, is played by Benicio del Toro. Yeah. American gangster jeweler Abraham Denowitz, known as Cousin Avi, is played by Dennis Farina, and he's great in this
one. He was. They were all good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, to give you an idea of his character, this is one of his lines here. Actually, this is what he's known for.
Anything to declare?
Yeah. Don't go to England.
Yeah, he's really good.
Dennis Farina, he was in lots of Law and Orders and those kind of things, wasn't he?
Yeah, actually, going by memory, this is what we rely on a lot, I believe he was a Chicago policeman back in the day, and then he got a job working security casinos in Las Vegas, and he met film producers through there, and then he got involved with film. As far as I know, I could be wrong, but yeah, I believe that's the case.
Interesting backstory.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool, and you know, When I was younger, I used to get him mixed up with a guy named Tom Atkins, and he'd play detectives in things like Mad Men and all these B-grade slashes and that sort of stuff. I can't believe I even mentioned Mad Men in this show.
Yeah, you made me watch that. That one was pretty bad.
Yeah.
One of those B-grade horrors.
Dennis Farina actually died back in 2013. He was
That's sad.
69 years of age.
Yeah, he was great. He was a mainstay of many things. You'd see his face would come up all the time.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Vinnie Jones, we haven't mentioned him yet. He was Bullet Tooth Tony.
That's right. Yeah, he did a great job too. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, we'll go to the next one. And this one is titled Lucky Star by Madonna. Good timing with Bullet Tony because this song appears...
When he does.
When he's in the movie. All right. This is Lucky Star by Madonna here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Snatch.
I'm
That one is Lucky Star by Madonna here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Snatch. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Paul Brook.
And we are working our way through the soundtrack of Snatch. It's a great movie. I do highly recommend this one because it's actually very funny. Yeah. Some of the lines in it are just killer.
Yeah, there's a lot of comedy. And a lot of the lines you can't even understand. It's the way they're said. The pikey, yes. The way they talk. It's a cross between Irish and English, and you don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, but the first time I saw Snatch was in the US, and I found it very difficult to understand Brad Pitt. The American guys, my mates over there, they had no clue what he was saying. I thought I'd have a chance, but no, I didn't understand it. But this time around, if you listen carefully, you can actually make out what he says.
Yeah, it's good.
But it's just so quick.
Me ma.
Yeah. But I was just so impressed by how he did it. He pulled it off.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
And I like his mum too, the one that played her.
Oh, wasn't she great?
Yeah.
She's not in it very long, but she does a good job.
She's pretty much the main female in the whole show. And there's a great dog in there as well, a dag.
A dag.
Yeah. Really nice dag.
Yeah. Snatch was distinguished by kinetic direction and editing style, a circular plot featuring numerous ironic twists, chance and casualty, and fast pace. And yeah, he's done a great job with the editing. So if you're a filmmaker and you like to see how things are done, that's a good way to start.
Yeah.
Have a look at that stuff.
Creates character, doesn't it?
Mm. Snatch shares themes, ideas, and motives with Richie's first film, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, as I mentioned earlier. It has a filmed in the same visual style and features many of the same actors, including Jones, Statham, and Ford. Now, I do remember Alan Ford in the first one. I think he was a bartender, but I also remember he was nowhere near like he was in Snatch.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He's the primary evil in this one.
In this one. Yep. But in the other one, I think he's a bartender, just like a storyteller or something like that.
He's got a great face. It's just funny. Terrible, but funny.
Yes. Yeah. Now, apparently there were two versions of the soundtrack were released, one by Universal International Lab with 23 tracks and a TVT Records with 20 tracks. Now, we have the 23-track version. Now, we won't have time to play them all, but we'll play what we can.
A good selection.
Pretty much the good ones.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And if you're just joining us listening to The Sound of Movies, I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Snatch. And we'll go on to the next one. And this one is Dreadlock Holiday by 10cc here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Snatch.
Street, concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
Don't you queer me. I heard a dark voice beside me say, would you like something harder? She said, I got it, you want it. My harvest is the best, and if you try it, you'll like it. I'm wallowing in a dreadlock holiday.
One is Dreadlock Holiday by 10cc here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Snatch. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Snatch. Snatch was largely successful both in critical response and financial growth, and has gone on to develop a devoted cult following. Now, I can see why, because it's got that sort of cultish thing about it. From a budget of $10 million, the movie grossed a total of £12.1 million in the UK and $30 million in the US. So that's pretty good. Because I would have, because $10 million, that's considered a pretty low budget movie.
Yeah.
By Hollywood standards.
Yeah. Did well on that budget.
It appears on Empire Magazine's 2008 poll of the 500 greatest movies of all time at number 466. So it's made the top 500, according to Empire. But the thing I wanted to bring up was Jason Statham. Like, his first film was Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, and then he went on to do Snatch. But since then, up until today, he's still making movies. He's making a lot of action movies. Like, after Snatch, he was doing things like Ghosts on Mars, The Transporter, which has had several sequels since. He was in Collateral. Remember that one with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx?
Oh, yes.
He was at the very beginning. He was the one that did the suitcase swap with Tom Cruise at the beginning. It's a very small role, but, you know, he was in that one. He was in Transporter 2, Crank, The Bank Job, which is another one we actually want to do.
That'd be a great one.
Because we haven't found the soundtrack on that one, have we?
Well, there's not an official soundtrack for it.
There you go. So we'll have to try and compile one then of all the songs, because that had some great music in it too. It was a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie. He's good in it.
Yeah. And, you know, he's done Death Race, Transporter 3, he's done a few voices for video games, and he's just gone on and on, Fast and Furious 6 and 7.
He was in that Melissa McCarthy one, wasn't he, the Spy one?
Spy, that was in 2015. Yeah, he's done a great job, and he's had a fantastic career.
Yep.
And he was actually a diver on the British National Diving Team. And apparently he came 12th in the World Championships back in 1992, I think it was.
Interesting. So some of these actors have got really interesting backgrounds, haven't they? Check them out.
Yeah, like for Benicio Del Toro, it was Traffic. I think they got him launched.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he was doing stuff before then.
Yeah.
And then I think that's how he got roles like this one, and because it's pretty small, but it's critical for the whole story getting started.
Yeah.
But no, it's good. It's good stuff.
I remember seeing something about him. He was dancing in some Madonna film clip way back in the 1980s, you know, in the hip-hop sort of era. He was a dancer.
Okay.
And, of course, Madonna was married to Guy Ritchie. Yeah.
Right. I think that came as a result of this film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll have a quick word from our sponsors and then we'll be right back.
Do you have a lawn that needs mowing? Now you can mow your own lawn thanks to St. Vincent de Paul and Morwell Neighbourhood House. Come down to Morwell Neighbourhood House and borrow the lawnmower from the Lawnmower Bank. This service is free. Make a booking over the phone by calling Tracy or Melinda on 5134 5488 or come into the house and book in person. Our address is 48 to 50 Beattie Crescent, Morwell. Bookings are essential.
Clearly you enjoy movies. If you want to find great movie reviews, take a look at cinematicrandomness.com. Read reviews of new and old movies by Kevin Beeches across all genres and watch the movie trailers. You can find Cinematic Randomness on Facebook and Twitter. Check out the website, cinematicrandomness.com.
Are you enjoying this podcast? If so, you can subscribe to the Sound of Movies podcast on iTunes or stream online through our website, soundofmovies.com.au.
104.7. Welcome back to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're currently working our way through the soundtrack of Snatch. It's a film from the year 2000. And I'll tell you what, we'll get started on the first one, or the next one, I should say, Super Moves by Overseer here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Snatch. that's Super Moves by Overseer here on Gippsland FM. And that's from the soundtrack of Snatch. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winsor, with my good friend and co-host.
Anne Pulbrook.
And we are currently working our way through the soundtrack of Snatch.
Can I just say my name in pikey? It'll be Anne Pulbrook.
Yes, you can.
So you'd be Ashley Winsor.
Probably. I'm not even going to try and do it myself. Man.
Can't understand it.
It was really difficult to follow.
It was great, though.
Yeah, it was. It was. Roger Ebert, who's that famous film reviewer we cover from time to time from Chicago, he gave the film 2 out of 4 stars, raised the question of, what am I to say of Snatch, which is a new film, which follows the lock, stock formula so slavishly it could be like a new arrangement of the same song. He has a point, because when I saw Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels after I saw Snatch, it was very similar, but... Mm-hmm. Looking at it now, I'd think of Lock, Stock and Smoking Barrels as maybe that was his practice run and Snatch is the real one.
Yeah. Well, Snatch is pretty good. It works well.
It does. So if you have a choice, you only get a chance to see one or the other, I would pick Snatch.
Okay. He's perfected it by then.
The other thing I remember, I can't remember the actor's name right now, but one of the lead guys in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, he played the American guy in the old TV series Press Gang.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you ever watched that on TV back in the day.
I don't know.
I used to really like that show, Press Gang. But anyway, the guy that played American, he's actually a British guy. He's in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
And he does the American accent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah, which brings me to Stephen Graham, who was in this, and he was fantastic as Tommy.
Oh, right.
He looks
young
and he looks thinner in this, but he also stars as Al Capone in Boardwalk Empire.
Yes.
His accents are amazing. I've also seen him in something else British where he has another British accent again. I don't know where he comes from, but he's incredible.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Those accents are, you know... When you can't pick it, it's pretty good.
Talented, huh? No worries. Right, we'll go to Disco Science by Me or Us here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Snatch.
on the shelf.
This place is called the Lac on Gros.
No job to be found in this country.
Can't go on no more. The people getting hungry.
That's Ghost Town by The Specials here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Snatch. And the tune before that one was Disco Science by Mia Weiss here on Gippsland FM. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Snatch. It's a great movie. I highly recommend it. And you recommend it as well?
I do. It is really good.
Yeah. And there's some points you wanted to bring up as well.
Yeah. Well, like that, the track before, it was a scene where there's hares chasing the hound and everything. And it just made me think, you know, like the Pikey characters, they're pretty agile, you know. People underestimate them, but they can still, they use their wits. They use their wiles, you know, and they can avoid, they don't go by anybody's rules. They look after themselves and get by.
Yes.
Whereas the trouble they come up against is this underworld character, and he's like the king of the bottom, you know. He's the king of the underworld.
Brickton,
so, he's still conforming to society. He's using force and intimidation and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a good contrast. You've got that character who's using that conformity and brutality, but the pikers who just take off and, you know, they just use their ability to survive and outwit people.
Yeah, so you think they're like the rat, the hare?
They're a bit like the hare, yeah, who gets away from the hound.
Yeah, well, when possibly, Tyrone's running, he's got those two guys chasing him. At the same time, you got those two dogs chasing the hare.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So they're two different worlds.
Yep, definitely.
Coinciding.
And they're another interesting group. They're pretty much the clowns as well, you know, another group of clowns.
Yeah, those guys from the jewellery store.
That's right, with a squeaky dog.
They're fantastic. They're great characters. Yeah. Their lines are awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to the next one, and I love this tune coming out. Cosa Nostra theme by John Murphy and Daniel Griffiths. And this is just during opening credits of Snatch here on Gippsland FM. That's Cosa Nostra theme by John Murphy and Daniel Griffiths here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Snatch. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winsor, and with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we are currently working our way through the soundtrack of Snatch. Now, in late February this year, in 2016, Crackle, which is an online streaming service, it's free for anyone online. I'm not sure if it works in Australia, but if it does, try it, give it a go. Crackle announced it greenlit a new TV show based on Guy Ritchie's movie Snatch. So no cast and crew details have been announced as of yet. But that'll be interesting to see if anything comes up there. Because I have watched Crackle a couple of times in the US. It is a free online streaming service, but what it was, you know, you'd be watching a movie and then it will all of a sudden pause and then it'll play some ads.
Oh, okay.
Throughout the film. But so there must be growing still.
Okay, getting so, more business generating.
Yep. Yeah, but I haven't tried them in Australia, yeah. So I don't know if they work here.
I'd never heard of them personally.
But yeah, it was free. It may have changed now, but it was good.
That last track's interesting too, because the character wants to be Jewish, doesn't he? Because it's good for business. He's in the diamond business.
Oh, Doug the Head. Yes. Yeah.
And he tells his family they're Jewish, and he tells everyone they're Jewish. They're not. But yeah, when it's convenient for him, he puts on his little skull cap and everything. And
yeah. And this one coming up now is titled Diamond by Clint here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Snatch. One's titled Diamond by Clint here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Snatch. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we've been working our way through the soundtrack of Snatch. I'm afraid we're going to have to wrap things up for today. I hope you've had a great time listening to this show. It's a great movie. Definitely check out the film Snatch by Guy Ritchie. I highly recommend it. I would like to say thank you to Kevin Beaches from Cinematic Randomness, cinematicrandomness.com. Check him out online. He does a lot of film reviews, does a great job. He covers a lot more movies than what we do. And he really is random. He goes goes from one decade to the other, just like we do with this show. Also, we have our own website, soundofmovies.com.au, and check us out there online. You can find our podcasts through our website or even through iTunes. And if you haven't heard any all of them, you can just jump on iTunes, do a search for The Sound of Movies, and you'll find us on there. You can subscribe to us there. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. We'll hand you over next to Blues on the Boil with Ralph, but we'll leave you this last song, Golden Brown by The Stranglers, here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Snatch. And we hope you had a good time. And we'll definitely get the Bank Job soundtrack out to you soon on this show.
Thanks very much and have a great weekend.
We'll see you later.
Golden brown, texture like sun, lays me down, with my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, two distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown. Temptress, through the ages she's heading west, from far away, stays for a day, never afraid.